Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Monday. Already the eighth day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And on many Mondays, we have a regular guest, Paul Joseph Watson, to go over the global news with us. He'll be joining us in an hour and a half midway through the broadcast. We'll also have wide open phones throughout the show, and especially for that first hour and a half. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour. Any news item that came up over the weekend, the conviction of Martha Stewart, more bombings in Iraq, Lord Bush meeting with Lord Fox. We'll talk about Warren Buffett saying that the economy's going to plunge even further. He thinks it's real funny. He's doubled his money because Lord Rothschild, and when I say Lord Rothschild, I mean that's his real title. Lord Rothschild gives him all the inside info, has him and Arnold Schwarzenegger and many others in his hip pocket. Big show lined up for you. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I'm sure you've heard that federal grants are going to make all children in all public schools drug test as they ship the narcotics in, try to put your children on prescription drugs that are as deadly or more deadly than illegal drugs. They'll also test your children and have lots of false positives, but you won't have the $100,000 to defend against the CPS and the police. So it's a great new system. Here's a new one from Education World. Using satellites to track wandering students, the schools don't just want you to thumb scan to get on the school bus, thumb scan to get your school lunch, wear an ID card, be frisk, live behind fences, automatic locking ceiling doors like a prison is a prison. Now they want the children, and the feds agree, to start wearing ankle bracelets. To start wearing, well, what criminals wear, training you how to be a good slave. And the cars are going to have cameras. You'll have to swipe your national ID card, and the kids are all going to be used to it. This is the new system. Explosions rock center of Baghdad. We'll get to that. More finger scans coming to the market. Naples Daily News. It says, oh, yeah, to go anywhere, bank, shop, everything, you'll have to thumb scan. It's so wonderful, mainstream news. Buffett warns on dollar and greed. Again, his own greed. Berkshire Hathaway profit doubles with their inside info. And also, scientist claims proof of afterlife from News 5. Mainstream scientist, proof of afterlife. We'll get to that. U.S. detaining 10,000 Iraqis. This New York Times article was chilling. They talk about men disappearing, children disappearing, no rights, being tortured, and it's just no big deal. It's what needs to happen. It's good. It's a good thing. So we'll go over that. Disappearing, kind of like what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. Bush, in fact, it says that some towns are just empty of men. Oldest man you'll find in the town would be a 10-year-old boy. That's in the New York Times article. And they act like they're just talking about, again, the weather report or something, or you know, a cheese contest or chili contest. It's like, oh, how to bake your cake, how to roast your turkey, men disappear, never again seen. Bush campaign says it won't pull its 9/11 ads. Oh, no. Lots of Bush standing on top rubble that his bosses created, and lots of bullhorning how he's going to get the terrorists and your liberties, of course. Iraqis agreed on new constitution. Listen to this BBC headline. Iraq's U.S.-appointed government has signed an interim constitution at a landmark ceremony in Baghdad. By the way, it has lots of flowery statements, but I've looked at the constitution. Total police state. Something right out of the Soviet Union. And they all get national ID cards, too. Of course, vaccinations, everything. We'll get into Stewart. Martha Stewart. It's all coming up, boys and girls. Stay with us. 1-800-259-9231.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light's self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to cover news for the next 13 and a half minutes. Then we'll go to break. We'll come back, go straight to your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Our regular contributor to cover a plethora, a cornucopia, a wide range of key news and analysis, Paul Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, will join us in the second hour. So that is coming up, and you don't want to miss it. In fact, halfway into the second hour for the balance of the show. Might as well get this out of the way now. I got an unexpected contact a few weeks ago from George Norrie's producer. You know, that's the one of the biggest, arguably the third largest radio show in the country. You know, 500 and something radio stations, and they want me on there to talk about concentration camps and Bohemian Grove. And I have to tell you that George Norrie, I mean, I've been looking at the guests they've been having on. I mean, it's just one after the other about the New World Order and 9/11 and the globalists carrying it out. And so you do have to commend him for having that type of courage. I guess the cat's out of the bag now, so you know, the establishment will allow some of these bigger shows to come out with it. I mean, I've said it many times that my show's gotten a bit passe. I mean, I was pretty radical 6, 7, 8 years ago talking about how they were going to put implantable microchips in all the children. Now it's on the nightly news. I mean, I was talking about concentration camps 5, 6 years ago, but now it's out on the nightly news how wonderful it is. So I guess it's just time for everyone to learn about this. But I do commend the show, and I'm going to be on there Thursday night. That is Friday morning. That'll certainly be interesting for everybody out there. And because I've been on national TV shows. I've been on Good Morning America 2020, The Conspiracy Zone. I've been on, you know, C-SPAN, and we can track the website. TV viewers aren't really responsive. I mean, I'll go on Good Morning America and plug my website twice and get 25,000 extra hits that morning. I mean, that's nothing. You know, some days we've gotten 300,000 hits an hour. Just from the grassroots out there. And so I gauge that. But going on these syndicated radio shows, and I've never been on Coast to Coast, but going on syndicated radio shows, we might get, you know, 500,000 hits. And this thing will be the biggest radio show I've ever been on. I think we're going to get millions, which is great. Millions of people going and finding out the truth and going past conspiracy theory into reality and facing the facts. So that's Thursday night, Friday morning. And we'll just thank God for opening that opportunity up, because I want to reach people. It's so important. Okay, my friends, let's launch straight into the news. Then we'll go to break and come back with your calls again at 1-800-259-9231. Now, using satellites to track wandering students. Again, using satellites to track wandering students. This is Education World, the educator's best friend, the leading education website. Losing a child, especially in a crowded, unfamiliar place, is very parent and teacher's nightmare, and a concern during field trips. Now a new wristwatch-sized global positioning system receiver allows students to be tracked and located in minutes, including tips on how to use global positioning system technologies in schools. And then they go on to say it's not just for field trips. We want the children to wear these in the schools. Again, training them how to be prisoners. And I've got the article here where, you remember 2 weeks ago, Bush in his weekend radio address said we need to drug test all the children, and I'm giving the federal funds out to do this. And suddenly school districts are all announcing, oh, we're going to drug test everyone. And they're going to walk around the class with these little tissue swabs, not just demanding urine or blood, which some schools are doing, but just swabbing the fingers or swabbing the lips. And I mean, prisoner behavior. You are prisoners. And so they'll make good members of the society. And then there's this article. It's not just for the children. They're just a captive audience, training them how to be wards of the state. More finger scans coming to market. Biometric devices, which confirm identification by measuring biological or behavioral features, have been a staple of police work in science fiction movies for decades. Yeah, part of the conditioning. They had biometrics back in the 60s, folks. Now they're moving into the everyday world of airports, workplaces, and corner markets. In the future, expect to see them at cash registers, allowing customers to pay for goods as well. No ATM card or wallet needed. Oh, no ATM or card needed. You're going to have to thumb scan. Well, we have to do this because we don't have checkout clerks anymore, and so we've got to make sure you haven't stolen the card, and we've got to make sure you pay your sales tax. Plus, the sales tax will be higher for wealthy Americans. For poor people, no sales tax. So this is how you make sure that you're not cheating when you don't have to pay the tax. See how this is going to work? The most common biometrics measured in fingerprints, but some devices also identify based on the retinal or iris scan, a face, or voice. Biometrics promises identities that promoters claim are virtually impossible to steal, impersonate, or misplace. And it goes into how the grocery stores and everything from Safeway to Piggly Wiggly to H-E-B, to Kroger's, to the banks, to the pizza places, to the hair salons, just everything. It says after initial enrollment, you can return without identification, place a finger on the scanner, and pull up your identification on a monitor for the cashier and cash a check. The account information is stored at the company headquarters, and they tell you, and not shared with others, according to BioPay, which is a total lie. They have this news piece last year, and it goes, H-E-B in Houston and College Station has been thumb-scanning people when they buy their food for years. But don't worry, it doesn't store your fingerprint and doesn't go to a police database. They're laser-scanning your finger, keeping a record of it, and they show the owner of the company, the CEO of Biometric Access, north of Austin and Round Rock, and he gets up there and he says, no, we don't store an image of your thumb. We store a template of numbers. Well, what do you think computer data is? A photo that's on your computer screensaver of, say, dolphins jumping around in the Pacific Ocean. Folks, that is nothing more than zeros and ones arrayed and then put back together. So with that lawyer answer, he was telling the truth. Oh, we don't store the image of your thumb. We just store some zeros and ones in a template. Yeah, which they hit a button and it comes back up. And of course it's hooked in with the police. That's admitted, because then I go in. This is in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, by the way. I then go into HEB and talk to the employee and she goes, oh yeah, it's hooked in with the state police. We check it against that. Of course it is. We already knew that. But just the blatant lying, saying the police don't look at it, and then saying you don't actually have any thumbprints, just numbers. I mean, incredible. And the average person watches that. So it really is a lie, even though you could, in a lawyer fashion, say it was the truth. Really scary, talking about the economy here. Buffett warns on dollar and greed. London Independent, Warren Buffett, the American investment guru and chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, has issued a fresh warning over the way the U.S. is deluged the world with dollars to fund its huge trade deficit. Now, understand, he's an insider. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger's handler. He's an agent of Lord Rothschild publicly. And people say, how does he always know the inside information? Well, why do senators on average make 12% more than any other investors in the stock market? Inside information. Berkshire Hathaway profit doubles. Warren Buffett blasted mutual fund companies, attacked greedy chief executives, and revealed he was loading up on foreign currency as his holding company. Berkshire Hathaway said profit nearly doubled in 2003. The world's second wealthiest person. He's not even as rich as the Bushes, folks. He's low-level rich, so we know his wealth, like Gates and others. The world's second wealthiest person, in his annual letter to shareholders, released on Saturday, said by the end of 2003, Berkshire held positions in five foreign currencies totaling $12 billion. Buffett said he began investing in foreign currency for the first time in 2002 as a result of the widening U.S. trade deficit. Well, I told you to go into euros. Let me see. We got shows saved back to 4 years on the network website. 4 years ago, because that's as far back as we've got, I told you to invest in the euro. And it was because these globalists love to brag. The Davos Economic Forum bragged 4 years ago that we're going to drive down the dollar and bring up Europe and teach these Americans not to live out of their means. Ha, ha, ha. But, of course, none of that, those chilling statements by Greenspan and others, it's just an unwritten rule that those were in the European papers, but not in Money and Fortune and CNN Money and not in the Wall Street Journal. You just didn't get that. You were told how wonderful it all was. And there's this company called Enron, wink, wink. It's the place to invest, wink, wink. Let us give you the advice on where to invest, ladies and gentlemen. So, this is all by design, and Warren Buffett is a disgusting creature. By the way, on 9/11, where was Warren Buffett? Where was Warren Buffett? Well, he was up in Nebraska. We'll tell you what he was doing on 9/11, and who dropped by to give him a visit. A lot of people dropped by to give him a visit. We'll come back, talk about that, go to your calls, a ton of other news. I haven't even scratched the surface. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
All right, my friends.
The ring of fire.
Where was Warren Buffett?
And it burns, burns, burns.
On the morning of September 11th, he was up at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska meeting with an unnumbered group. That is, we don't know. Some of the people were there. Dozens and dozens of prominent CEOs, including about half the CEOs of major companies that just so happened to work in the two World Trade Centers. They were all there for, quote, some secret meeting that began at about 7 in the morning, that is mountain time, even before the aircraft started hitting the buildings, and then Lord Bush, who we now know had actually been watching the first building on fire from the green room of the public school, then got word of the second plane, walked out, read his little story, acted like he just got the news, walked out, flew to Louisiana, and then from there to the Air Force Base for a closed-door meeting with the CEOs and Warren Buffett. Very interesting. And then, of course, Warren Buffett was already playing footsie with Lord Schwarzenegger. And on September 24th, 2002, they traveled to meet at Lord Jacob Rothschild's home. And he is Lord Jacob Rothschild. I'm not adding the Lord thing to be sarcastic, as I normally do. And they helped set up his whole gubernatorial run to continue the looting. Because if we would have gotten a real conservative in California, we might have been able to save that state. But they sent Arnold in to make sure the gates stayed open here at Midas Tirith. As the enemies of Mordor, that is, the enemy of Mordor, poured through the gates. Arnold's a giant cave troll, you know, holding open the gates as the hordes pour in, as he laughs and giggles at everyone. That's basically what Bush is doing with the Vicente Fox this weekend. All Americans will be thumb scanned and face scanned and thumb scanned to buy food and get into grocery stores or get into amusement parks, and we'll all wear RFID badges and all of this, but the illegals, they won't have to do any of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Michigan. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to hear you.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I got a point of contention with you. About a month ago, I was at a meeting Michael Moore had in Grand Rapids, and I personally can't stand the guy. I needed one of your bullhorns. I got going at him. The point of contention I got is, you quoted a number on the number of inmates in the United States at 6 million or something like that before.
Yeah, it's 7.5 million.
He said 2 million, and that got me going. So my girlfriend's a sociology professor. She pulled out books and everything. It had the 2 million figure on it. And I'd like to know where you got your numbers, you know.
I got it off of, you know, Associated Press articles and news stories on TV. The problem is with statistics, the general statistics, is that when Bill Clinton left office, there were 1.3 million people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
There are now 7 million people behind bars, and several million more who were on parole.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten those numbers off television, out of news articles. Those are the latest numbers. Usually sociologists and people are working off 2-3-year-old data. I wouldn't get up here and say it was 7 million if I hadn't seen that number. And I know that the population has grown geometrically. I don't have it here in front of me. It is. I know this. It's well over 2 million.
Oh, I know it is, too. But
you say her books. Now, I mean, a textbook is usually pretty old.
Right.
Because by the time it gets written, approved, then bought, then printed, then sent out, and then it's using data usually 3 years old on top of that, it actually sounds like a pretty modern textbook if it's only got 3-year-old data in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest numbers I've seen, I mean, a whole bunch of times, on the news, in print, is you see between 6 and 8 million. I just say 7 million. I've seen a lot of the numbers saying 7.5 million. I know this. They're building prisons everywhere. They're all over Texas. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in prison in Texas. Just look at the numbers. And remember, a lot of times you'll hear federal inmate population or state inmate population or... Well, now there's all these counties have detention centers where people stay for years. So it's just massive jail populations. But does that answer your question?
Pretty much, Alex, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much.
You want to talk more about it? Because I'm trying to, I don't know how I can help you.
I really don't know either. I had to read those articles, I guess.
You bet. Perhaps I'll ask my webmasters to go dig it up with Google and post it on the websites for you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today.
800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234.
Regrow your hair with Avacor.
Call 800-397-7234.
Order Avacor today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I get occasional questions about my prison population numbers. And all I can say is that sitting here right now on the air, I mean, I say Warren Buffett says the dollar's going to plunge further and that we're evil, we've been greedy, so we deserve this. That's the whole European line, while he greedily doubles his money on it. And somebody might later ask me, you know, well, when did Warren Buffett say that? And I'll go, and I'll probably remember Reuters. And it's posted on the site. I mean, I have no doubt that all over Infowars.com in the archives, you can use the search engine on the site. Just type in, you know, 7 million prison population, and links should pop up that have hyperlinks off to stories. So, I mean, I'm not surprised Michael Moore is saying our prison population is 2 million. Because, you know, the guy doesn't do much research. He just basically goes off other people's work and then puts a leftist spin on it and says socialism is the solution. So those are just old numbers. I mean, I wish the prison population was 2 million. I have read many reports here and on air over the years watching it grow from 1.3 to 2 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. And in just the last few years, it's gone over 7 million. So, Same system there. It's same system you see in communist China, Russia, all of it. In fact, we have more people in this country than they do in China and Russia. Now, that's on paper. China doesn't count the public schools built onto firework factories and Walmart textile factories and Target textile factories and Hitachi television factories. They don't count that as prison labor, so because you're just all prisoners under that system. But it's so classic to have Warren Buffett then criticize America as he's part of those designing this controlled looting. And Warren Buffett, the American investment guru and chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, has issued a fresh warning over the way the U.S. is deluging the world with dollars to fund its huge trade deficit. Yeah, that's one reason the dollar is going down, is they've had those machines running at overtime. And the average person doesn't know that their dollar's been devalued by about 45% now. Got up a few points in the last few weeks. 45% from where it was almost 2 years ago. In his annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, the world's second wealthiest man says the consequences of this could be troublesome, reaching far beyond the currency markets. He also discloses that Berkshire is loading up with foreign currency to offset its exposure to the dollar, but also loading up on gold and silver. Prevailing exchange rates will not lead to a material let up in our trade deficit. So, whether foreign investors like it or not, they will continue to be flooded with dollars, Mr. Buffett writes. Very serious. And you know, you've got them dancing on our grave, opening the borders, more illegals, drive down the wages further. This is the race to the bottom. And it's very sad. I'm going to go back to your calls, then we'll get into U.S. detaining 10,000 Iraqis, scientists claim proof of afterlife, a bunch of really important news. Right now, let's go to Rick in North Dakota. Rick, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
You had the Grand Prix on a while back?
Yes, Colonel Don the Grand Prix.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the whole thing. He said that the planes were remotely controlled into the drink.
Yeah, that's the clear evidence we have, yes.
Okay, now, Flight 93 was basically remotely controlled too, right?
Yes.
Well, then I was just trying to figure out, why did they shoot it down? I mean,
Well, he made that clear.
Yeah.
The base general exercised his own authority and had it shot down. They were still being ordered to stand down.
Okay, so basically, what I'm trying to figure out is,
here's what happened. They had knockout gas on the real planes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Then they had mock-up military planes. And by the way, this isn't just me. It's the London Telegraph. It's big Spanish papers. You blow up these planes, they're not the planes they claimed.
Right, there's something else.
And it's got some weird belly thing on it that's on no commercial airliner of that type. It goes on and on.
Okay, so they shot it down just to put credence into the fact that Arabs hijacked the planes. Is that why they shot it down?
I don't know. I mean, that's what a lot of people have speculated. The colonel says that they were going to let that thing fly into the Capitol or into the White House, but that the general just gave the order to shoot it down.
So basically, the general, he knew something. He must have knew something was up.
Dick Cheney was on loudspeakers ordering everyone around in all the bunkers. That's admitted. But
right.
They've classified what he said. But I've talked to people who are lawyers for these military men. It was Cheney saying, stand down, stand down.
So the general basically used his own discretion and he shot that down.
Yeah, that's what the whole interview was about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it probably could have happened, because I don't believe for a minute that those were planes hitting the towers, and I just couldn't, you know.
Well, for those that just joined us, this isn't said from speculation, and it's covered in the films, it's covered in news articles on the websites, all four of the planes, two separate companies, United and American, had exactly 20% occupancy on a day that was running over 80% occupancy. Some numbers say 90%, depending on what news article you've got there on the Eastern Seaboard. So magically, they all just have 20% occupancy. And then at the same time, we have Operation Northwoods, where it talks about having military people get on a fake plane, have it fly somewhere and land, let the actors off, blow up a military drone where everybody can see it, and then claim that everyone on board was killed. Now, that's an official U.S. government plan.
Yeah.
And then you start adding all the other facts into this, that's the picture we've got. But instead of having military people stage that they got on the aircraft, you actually have the computers, quote, malfunction. The airlines only book 20% on all four of the flights, and thinking, I guess, we wouldn't notice that. And then they nerve gas the people on board. It remote controls to its destination.
Yeah. Well, it sounds pretty ruthless.
And then people say, well, there's no such thing as remote control aircraft. I mean, they've been having fighter jet drones fly around for 30 years for missile target practice.
Yeah.
The oldest Kennedy son got killed flying a fighter plane following a B-17 loaded with explosives into Germany. And we had attack drones that were attacking the Germans. They had their flying bombs, their V-1s, their V-9s. You know, the flying wing, the flying, those big rockets.
Mm-hmm.
They had multiple, one of them was a cruise missile, one was a huge rocket. It's old technology. I mean, everybody knows about Predator drones, circling around for 18 hours. Again, there's so many pieces of evidence to this, you've got to go through all of them.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure is those ain't planes hitting those towers. So, well, okay, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for your call. I should have asked you, do you mean those aren't commercial jetliners? Because they are planes hitting the towers. Understand that there was no video of the first plane until we later find out that these French crew covering the fire department had gotten the one plane. And you watch it, and there's an explosion in the building before the plane even hits, if you watch it frame by frame. So the explosives. And it's a small plane. And all the witnesses who survived said, oh, yeah, a small plane. And you look at that video, it is a smaller commuter plane. It's not the big plane they claim. Now, that's just a fact, folks. It's like Larry Silverstein, the owner, getting on TV and saying, we blew up WTC-7 that afternoon. Have you seen any other news articles about it? Have you heard of any investigations over it concerning it? No. It's just right out there in plain view. Drew in Texas. Drew, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk to you.
You bet.
Yes, I saw your 9/11 Road to Tyranny and Matrix of Evil last night with a friend, and both of them are excellent videos.
Well, thank you.
Did you see in the Statesman the article on the front page about the Skull and Bones and Bush and Kerry?
No,
I didn't. Yesterday's in the Sunday Statesman.
Yeah, I saw it on the rack, and just for some reason didn't read the headlines, but I did see their two ugly faces.
Yeah.
By the way, I have the Associated Press article. They're not 16th cousins. They're not third cousins now, because we don't know what's true. Now they're ninth cousins, and they're all related, both ninth cousins, to Hugh Hefner. And Hugh Hefner gave an interview about it.
Uh-huh.
And for those that don't know, he's the porno magnate.
Oh, yeah.
So what did the Statesman here locally say? How it's no big deal and just accept?
Yeah, it's just hide in plain sight. You know, how they have strange names like Beelzebub and Kerry had some kind of a name about how he's real tall. Really strange, bizarre names they give each other.
Yeah, they have names like Power Demon,
yeah,
Lost Child, Fire Breather. Temporaries, what Bush has got, Beelzebub, Satan, Baphomet, a lot of devil names. It's very Christian, very, very Christian.
Yeah, really. I was just
so
wondering.
So wait a minute. The article admitted the Beelzebub stuff.
Right, yeah. It mentioned Beelzebub by name. I was wondering if, like other big universities, Harvard, Stanford, UT, Cambridge, do they have these secret societies and what some of the names are of them?
Yes. Most of the big ones do. You notice it's Chapter 322.
Yeah.
And, of course, people say, well, no, that means, that's the first book of the Bible, 322, the devil saying, I'll give you everlasting life. Well, anything with the real occult, they don't put a symbol out unless it has multiple meanings. Normally triple meanings. Triple or six or nine. And obviously 322 has triple meanings. Let me answer your question.
All right.
It's a mathematical equation. It's obviously talks about Genesis. And it's the chapter. And we have German chancellors and others talking about how they have their own ritualistic groves.
I was going to ask you about that. Do they have Bohemian groves in, say, Germany, England, France, Australia, Japan, whatnot?
Yes, according to German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, yes, they do. That's the point I was making. Let me give people an example here. You remember François Mitterrand?
Oh, yeah.
He died of prostate cancer a few years ago?
Vaguely, yeah.
He was the German, the French president.
Yeah.
Okay, now, François Mitterrand, are you familiar with the Louvre?
Oh, yeah, it's the art gallery.
It's the biggest art museum in the world, and there's four of them there, all on four tips of the compass, laid out, and there's giant obelisk everywhere, huge pentagrams, huge Illuminati statues with women holding torches, Statue of Liberty is really a man in drag. It's a deep Illuminati symbol. There was an American architect who a decade ago built that giant gold pyramid out front of the Louvre. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay, because it made a lot of the French real mad, because it doesn't match the classical architecture.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now it's 71 feet tall, and that has its own occult calculations. It's above the underground entrance to the Louvre, one of the main entrances. And guess how many pieces of glass are in it?
I'm sure you'll tell me.
Well, François Mitterrand was known as the Sphinx by the French people. Just type in François Mitterrand, the Sphinx, and in a search engine it'll pop up. Do you know why the French called him the Sphinx? Because he was obsessed with the pharaohs. He believed he was a pharaoh. He was obsessed with everlasting life. He was obsessed with a light bearer. Now, this is all public. He put sphinxes and obelisks up. There were already a bunch. All over Paris and all over France, costing hundreds of millions of francs. And then he paid for this gold pyramid. It has 666 pieces of glass. He demanded that it have 666 pieces of glass.
Uh-huh.
But again, we're weird. Because we report that they're members of organizations where they're called Beelzebub, and they lay in coffins and worship Satan. We're weird because we report they pay for gold pyramids with 666 pieces of glass. We're weird because we report they go to Bohemian Grove and engage in Moloch worship.
Yeah, yeah. Are you familiar with a local creature named Perry Logan?
No, I'm not, and I appreciate your call. I'm not going to get into local creatures here on the air. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is the disabled vet that spoke to you last Friday.
Oh, you called in during the show. You were talking about how when you were in the Marines, they just said, yeah, we're going to... will you fire on Americans? Will you confiscate their guns?
Yes, sir. That was me. And one thing that I thought about when I heard the second caller, one thing that a lot of people don't know about hijacking airplanes is back in the 70s when Yasser Arafat started hijacking airplanes and all that was going on, the Pentagon has the system set up to where if a plane is hijacked, that it can be remotely controlled and taken over.
By the way, Bush slipped up 2 days after the attack and said that. I did not have a VCR running. He was in New York, and a plainclothes guy with the short haircut, no more than 40 years old, reached up and grabbed him by the arm. I'm not kidding. I mean, I wish somebody find that tape.
I'd say it may be out there. I'll check on the internet and see if I can find it.
Well, I've heard them say that. I've read that, but I can't confirm that. I know that they did put it in some aircraft that were going to the Mideast, but you're saying it's in all of them.
Yes, since back in the 70s when Yasser Arafat started hijacking planes, and Of course, we've got George Luciferian Bush trying to give him a country now. But, but yeah, they can, if, all the pilots got to pretty much do is just hit a button until the Pentagon has been taken over, and the Pentagon can take over the plane, and as long as the plane has enough gas, they can fly it anywhere in the world they want to. So as soon as I saw, you know, the planes flying into the tower September 11th, I said, oh, Lord, you know, here we go. Started.
Well, and again, it doesn't even do justice to this to mention it and not go into some detail. Folks, public officials were told not to fly that day. NORAD stood down for an hour and 25 minutes. I mean, this really happened. And again, we have to face what happened.
Right. And another thing that kind of bothered me was your first caller had talked about called about asking you about the prison inmate population. And I've been listening to your show for probably a couple of years now. And one thing I'd like to say to callers, you know, you're working your tail off to expose the global government. Let's expose the Luciferians. Let's not worry if Alex got a number wrong on something.
But I didn't get the number wrong. That's hey, listen, I appreciate your call. God bless.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A ton of really important news stories. And your calls coming up here in the next hour. Tom and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I'll get to this. Scientist claims proof of afterlife. a really sad article, U.S. detaining 10,000 Iraqis, and out of the New York Times. The New York Times acts like it's no big deal, this type of Soviet-style treatment they're getting. They're putting in the puppet government now in Iraq and calling it democracy. I've got my comments about Martha Stewart. A scary article out of Tennessee, where Homeland Security says they're going to be arming all of the police's Homeland Security minions and arming the Homeland Security people. You see, everything's terrorism now. All crime is terrorism. A portable drug test for students to get a tryout in Palm Beach. Again, everyone will be tested, not just urine tested a few times a year, but swabbed on a weekly basis and targeted. Bush gives Mexico's Fox concessions on borders and says we're going to get those borders open. Scientists gagged by number 10 Downing Street in England after warning of global warming threat. That's a fraud. Attorney General John Ashcroft still in intensive care. The Passion, as of yesterday, had made $212,334,000. $212 million, my friends, before it even opens internationally. We'll also get into an article about bioweapons. Tony Blair has been caught by the London Times engaging in Lucifer worship. Yes, I'm not kidding, folks. It's the London Times. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But again, I'm that weird host who talks about it. Oh, Francois Mitterrand wants 666 pieces of glass in the pyramid. We've got Blair conjuring the light bearer. It says channeling the light bearer for answers. We've got Bush in coffins with Beelzebub. But I'm weird for reporting it out of the newspaper. And I'll get a call for months from now. Where's the article that he channels Lucifer? Well, it's the Times of London. My memory's that good, but I won't have the date for you. I won't. It'll be posted the 8th day of March 2004. You'll have to go back in the archive and look at it. So that's coming up, too. Yes, it's all insane. The owner of Google says that we should, get chips in our heads. And, it's all nuts, but it's happening. Before I end this hour, in the next minute and a half, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published a book, I got pro-gun t-shirts, anti-tyranny t-shirts, and your support is needed. You want to know about the occult activities of global elite? Need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove from when I snuck in there in 2000, in July, and caught them engaging in their Satan worship. You might want to get that two-hour, five-minute video. It's $25.95. All the videos are $25.95. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. My book's $12. Paul Watson's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95. Ordered out of chaos. These are the best tools we found to wake people up. They're powerful in the info war. Get them, spread the word, and support this broadcast. Toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Second hour, your calls, ton of news, and a guest coming up. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.